Welcome to the Liver Alone Podcast, the podcast where two nerds who consume a whole lot of horror discuss their favorite pieces of horror media, from movies and TV shows to video games, novels, and everything in between, because this is a spooky world, and we're just thriving in it. I'm your host, Sarah, the survivalist in your slasher friend group that will put up a lasting fight, but inevitably die because only the final girl can survive.
And I'm your host, Ian, the fearless fighter in your slasher friend group that tries to save the day but ends up dying because physical strength just doesn't win in horror.
In today's episode, we're keeping it casual and having a little midnight chat. We're going to play a little game or two, actually maybe just one.
Oh.
Share behind the scenes on season 3 and then give an update on how seasons will go moving forward. So, as always, we start things off with the game here. So, we're going to do the same for our season finale. And this one's an interesting one. It's not usual for us, but we're going to take a stab at this quiz that will unlock our respective horror movie universe match. You got that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll share the quiz link on Instagram so that you can take the quiz yourself and let us know what you end up getting. But I am going to start by feeding the quiz to Ian, and then we'll get his results, and then we'll do my results. Cool?
Oh, so you're going to do a douche?
Yeah, I didn't do mine yet. Time for decorations. What will you put in your room? Leaves, candles, spider webs, festive signs, or pumpkins?
Pumpkins.
Interesting. Okay. What decor will you put outside? Fog machines, just pumpkins, skeletons, candles, or light up decorations?
Fog machine. I really want to get a fog machine.
I knew that one was coming. Okay, now what kind of spooky treat do you want to make? I'm assuming we're having like a party here, a Halloween party. Anyway, what spooky treat do you want to make? Frosted cookies, macarons, not macaroons, cake, cupcakes, or sugar cookies?
Cupcakes.
Interesting. Okay. What bag of candy will you buy to snack on until Halloween arrives? Skittles, Reese's Cups, Kit Kats, Hershey Bars, or Starburst?
Reese's Cups.
You gotta have that. Okay, and what costume will you dress your pet in? A ghost, a bee, like a bumblebee, Baby Yoda, a bat, or a princess? You're gonna have to pick one of our two cats.
I can't pick both?
You can't pick both.
All right. Well, how about a ghost?
Okay. Cute. What is your favorite part of Halloween? I like all of it, but mostly scaring people. I love dressing up, parties, pranks, and fun. The magic of it all, things feel different on Halloween, and it's fascinating. Or candy?
I like dressing up. I mean, I like all of it, but yeah. I would say the number one thing is dressing up. Because okay. Then you get to like show off your costume, and you know how we go all out.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. This kind of is the perfect segue question. Do you like scaring people on Halloween?
Yes.
I think parts of Halloween can be a little bit scary, but I don't like intentionally scaring people. No, I think Halloween should be more about having fun, only to get candy. Sure, I like pranks and jumping out at people, or I don't think I'm that scary, but last year I made somebody pee themselves.
The last one?
You know you're scary, though.
No, I am scary. The thing is, people expect to be scared, so I think sometimes they fake it, or people expect to be scared and they're on guard. But it's always great to scare those kids.
How much candy are you planning on eating? None. I hate candy. I'm going to eat so much I turn into a piece of candy. Isn't eating candy the whole point? I'll indulge a little, or actually I prefer to have a few cookies.
Well, I'm not going to eat that much candy, but I'll definitely eat more than I'm supposed to.
So you'll indulge a little?
I'll indulge a little, yeah. Okay.
Have you ever worked at a haunted house or similar attraction? No, I'm more likely to be at Renfest or something similar. Don't know what Renfest is. Yes, one of the very intense ones where you're actually allowed to touch the patrons. A goofy one for the kids. I don't like the idea of scaring people. I'd never want to work at some place like that. Or, no, I'm not really that into Halloween.
Was the first one? Sorry.
No, I'm more likely to be at Renfest or something similar.
What is that shit?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Don't tell me that's the best answer.
Or maybe, yes, one of the very intense ones.
There you go.
Okay.
It was a lot, sorry.
Yeah, we're finally at the last one. Lastly, do you believe in magic? Definitely. It's an important part of my worldview. in a soft way, like love or destiny. I believe in the paranormal, not magic. No, it all seems a little silly to me. Or that's not how the world works. I prefer to do things based on facts.
The paranormal one?
Really? Okay. So, this is crazy. Can you guess what you got?
No. Is it from a movie?
It's a horror universe.
You get a character, right?
No, you get a horror universe.
Oh. Did I get Halloween?
No.
Did I get Friday the 13th?
No. You got...
Nightmare on Elm Street?
No.
Scream?
You got Scream.
Oh, shit. I got Scream?
If you got Scream, then you're tough, sensible, and resourceful. You aren't going to lie down and die for some serial killer. While you're just as prone to fear as anyone else, you have a natural survivor's reflex that allows you to navigate life and death moments with an impressive level of poise and grace. You're not keen on sharing your feelings with most people, but experiences intense emotional reactions to the growing body count in your life while still trying to keep your cool and figure out who is behind what's upsetting you at the current moment. That is very deep for the kind of questions that were given to you. But okay, we will take the win. How do you feel about being part of the Scream universe?
I feel good. Are you jealous?
I am. I better get the same thing, but I know I don't have the same answers as you. So
I know how you love Scream so much, so let's see.
Okay, so like I said, I'm not gonna repeat the questions over, but I'll just say my answers. So I'm gonna go with pumpkins for decorations. Then skeletons for outside decorations. Sugar cookies for a treat. Reese's cups for candy. I think I'll go with a ghost too for the pet costume. My favorite part, I think the magic of it all. Very corny. Do you like scaring people on Halloween? No. I think parts of Halloween can be scary, but I don't like intentionally scaring people.
Because you don't like to be scared.
Yeah. How much candy am I planning on eating? Isn't eating candy the whole point? Have you ever worked at a haunted house? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, I would say maybe a goofy one. Lastly, do you believe in magic? I definitely believe in paranormal, so I'm going to go with that one. Oh my god, I did not get Scream!
Oh shit, you got...
I cannot believe that you got Scream. I got It. If you got It, then you are strong, independent, kind, bold, and never let your guard down. Whether you're being bullied by Greta or Henry, or attacked by It, you're a tough one. Where are they getting these deep-ass answers from when they just asked you to, like, host a Halloween party?
I don't know.
From the questions. Anyway, I wish that I got your results, but I will gladly accept It because I do very much enjoy that universe.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually one of the more like in-depth kind of universes. I feel like there's so much lore in It.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's move on to kind of like the main part of this finale, which is not really anything main at all. We're not going to be discussing anything in full depth. We're just going to be chatting to end things off. And I like to ask this at the end of each season, but what was your favorite episode to record this season? I know the season was a little bit shorter, so...
Maybe Servant?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, because that one was, like, really weird.
There was a lot to dive into there.
Yeah, it is a good series, though. I wish it was a little bit longer and more, like, in detail, but I guess they had to go.
Yeah, it was just a lot of random things that came up while we were having that conversation that we didn't realize that we loved a lot, like the Halloween episodes.
Mm-hmm.
That was such a fun one to talk about.
That, and then like all the crazy freaky shit that's going on in it.
Yeah.
And you're just like, could you explain more like what's going on?
It was a bizarre show.
Because it got rushed at the end.
It was fun. I don't know. I do enjoy talking about the series a lot. Like, I feel like from season one, I liked Yellow Jackets because it was like a whole series.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it? That's all you got?
Yeah, that's all I got. I mean, okay. I liked Alan Wake too. About Alan Wake, the whole thing that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That was good to talk about that too because it's like a different genre. Because it's like, I mean, I know it's video games, but it's like, it was such like a movie like.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not just horror. It was like crime and mystery.
It was kind of like genre bending. in a way. Mm-hmm. Definitely not a game that we've experienced before. In a good way.
What's your favorite?
My favorite, although those were some top contenders, I think my favorite was Lamb.
Yeah, that shit was weird as fuck.
It was so weird. But we recorded that episode very shortly after seeing Lamb, so everything was just fresh in our head. And I was still freaked the fuck out after watching it.
It was so fucking weird.
That when we started recording it, I was still so freaked out. I could not get that creepy, eerie vibe off of me just yet.
It was so weird because they let that shit fly like it was nothing.
It was so weird.
PT was good too.
PT was really good.
Because that shit, you actually screamed the shit yourself.
I feel like we wanted to do PT since season one, and we just kept pushing it off. But it was one that we definitely wanted to get to, and I'm glad we got to it.
Yeah. That's like what... Yeah, it's so good because people are still playing it.
Yeah.
Like, iterations of it.
We still watch YouTubers now playing horror games, and
they're based
every
on it.
Single time that we see them play a new one, you see influences from PT in it. It's so cool to see that.
How many years has it been? Like 7 years? It's been a long time.
Long time. Yeah. I think over 10 years.
Wow.
Or just about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Let's talk a little bit about behind the scenes. How did you feel about season 3? I feel like the general consensus, I think, is that we're a lot more comfier in season 3.
Yeah, I think I've gotten better. I've gotten better because I was really like nervous. I didn't know how to like talk.
You definitely...
I don't want to say that on the podcast, though, but yeah, I think I'm talking better.
Yeah, I think you definitely talk louder. Mm-hmm. You talk louder, you talk clearer, but, like, those are things that you kind of hash out once you start a podcast. You're not really on social media, you're not really performing or creating content, so it makes sense why it wouldn't be your biggest comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
But I think after 3 seasons, and just 3 seasons, you've adjusted quite well, I think.
Thanks. And you're perfect as usual.
Thanks. I will say, it has been a lot of work. I feel like episodes, when you think about podcasts, you think, oh, you know, you just sit down, you have a chit chat, and then it goes straight into the world.
Mm.
But in reality, there is so much that we're cutting out. So for example, if you're watching one of our uncut episodes on YouTube, which I'll get into in a second, you'll see that, you know, our cat is walking around us. Sometimes they're running around in the background. You can hear their collars jingling. Logan is always prone to cause chaos when he knows that we're busy doing something. Like, he knows that we're busy. So that's his time to be completely reckless. Other times, we're, like, clearing our throats. We're saying the same words over and over again, completely jumbling up our words.
It happens.
It's like the things that you don't realize because you think it looks casual is not casual at all. Talking is harder than you would think.
Mm-hmm.
And we're learning that. We're learning that as we go on. But like I said, season 3 has been a lot smoother than season 1. I feel like I would take hours and hours and hours to edit an episode in season 1. But now it's
flowing.
It's a lot less to edit out. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
And then speaking of uncut episodes, if you did not know, we do uncut episodes on YouTube, and the reason why we do that is because, one, it is hard to edit the episodes in line with the audio coming from our microphones to the audio that is connected to our camera, which we use to record the YouTube videos. So it just makes it easier to not have to sit there and meticulously, like, splice audios together. But two, because we don't really have another outlet to show behind the scenes on a more raw level, I felt like it was a cool format to make our YouTube a more uncut space.
That's cool. Sense. Yeah, that's cool.
I kind of like it that way.
Mm-hmm.
That way you get a little bit of something different, a little variation compared to just listening to our episode in your headphones. You can, like, put our YouTube on in the background, and it really does feel like you're sitting in the room with us. So the last thing that we want to kind of talk about before we end off season 3, I cannot believe this, is a new format going forward. Instead of us taking a monthly break, usually what we do is we have a month break in between seasons and then we go straight into the next season. What we're going to be doing instead is dedicating our episodes closer and only within the spooky season. So what is spooky season? What time frame is that? I think for us, unofficial spooky season is pretty much August all the way into the beginning of November. So one season a year, but throughout the entirety of spooky season. So you're actually going to get a longer season in that sense, because each week is much more significant than the 10 episodes that we usually do. But it's only going to happen once a year. And I think that kind of makes more sense based off our viewership. A lot of people are listening during spooky season because they want to listen to spooky stuff during that time. Mm-hmm. So it just ends up making sense. And because it is a lot of work to produce a podcast, just the two of us, it makes sense for us to kind of like use our energy to make one really great season, if that makes sense. What do you think?
Yeah.
So long story short, our next season is going to be in August. It's actually going to be on August 7th. We're still going to be doing Wednesday episodes. So August 7th, season 4. Crazy.
That's coming up.
It is. It's coming
up. It'll be here sooner than you know it.
Yeah, it really will. So enjoy your springs and summers, and we'll be here right at the cusp of the end of summer. We're not going to like skip over summer for sure. As you spooky lovers know, Halloween is like a 24/7 mindset. But anyway, it's actually going to be 14 episodes in that season. Like I was saying before, it's going to be a longer season because it's stretching over like a longer period of time. But yeah.
Should we talk about ideas that we think we're going to do? Because I have an idea that we should do. Remember that documentary that we saw with the guy who the haunted house? That's like you have to sign a waiver.
Yes.
Yeah, we should do a video about that shit. People get freaked the fuck out.
That was a nonfiction one. It was an actual documentary. We should talk about that one. Well, do you remember the name of it?
Nah.
Well.
That's the suspense.
All right. That's the suspense. Ian's got at least one idea upcoming for you. I definitely want to dive into more non-movie/TV show stuff. I want to do more video games. I want to do more like books. Maybe I'll consider doing the trilogy, the Stephen Graham Jones trilogy, because it was like an indigenous slasher, and mm-hmm. I just finished it. I feel like that would be a cool one. And then, of course, you know, there's going to be like new releases throughout the year, so that's probably going to trickle in.
Like Yellow Jackets?
Is Yellow Jackets coming this
year? I think so.
Oh, shit. So maybe.
Yeah.
That will be fun. All right, so we're wrapping up season 3, y'all. We are always going to end things off with a question. So the question to the audience, and by the way, if you want to answer the question, you have to head over to our Instagram, where we do discussion posts at the end of every episode. After you listen to this season finale, you can go over onto Instagram and it'll be there. And our question is, what is your favorite piece of horror from 2024 thus far? So it doesn't have to be a movie, doesn't have to be a TV show, it can be literally anything. Let us know on that discussion post. And by the way, the quiz that we took at the start of this episode is also going to be on Instagram, so you can let us know what your results are. I'm very curious to see what universe you're in, your horror universe. But thank you so much for listening. If you liked today's episode and you want to hear more from us, do us a favor, share the podcast with a friend, a family member, a fellow horror lover. The more people that hear about us is best for us so that we can continue to do more episodes. And we'll be back with season 4.
Oh, shit.
August 7th.
But for now,
we'll see you in the kitchen with a knife.